Sans Pants Radio. This was recorded on the 17th of February 2018 at the Producers Warehouse in Adelaide.
Hey everyone. And welcome to a very special live edition of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, what would you do with the X-Men?
By you, we mean us.
Yeah.
We're not asking you, the audience, for an answer. That would be a strange episode.
Yeah, we might ask you guys later, which, yeah, that'll be good, I guess. But, yeah, you're going to hear us. Like, you, what would you do with the X-Men?
What would I do? All right.
But, yeah, okay, so Professor X is like, look, fighting crime and fighting the Brotherhood.
I'm done.
I'm kind of bored.
I'm tired. I want to have a nap.
I'm going to retire, whatever. Yeah. I hate these guys. Do you know how much I hate Beast?
A lot of arsing every day. Do this, do that.
I don't say anything, but when I pass him in the corridor, I'm like, fuck that guy.
Hands too big. Hate it.
So Professor X is sick of the X-Men shit and is like, Joel Zammert, Jackson Bailey, Joel Dusha, take him, do something with him.
Yes.
Fucking your problem, man.
Okay, well, we ask the important questions, like X-Men. They're your problem now.
It's great to imagine Professor X is just like having an island holiday. Like he's taking a well-deserved
vacation.
A summer vacation,
if you will. So, well, he's chuffed off somewhere, and he's given me in charge of this wonderful X-Mansion. I think the best use of the X-Men, because they've got a bit of a bad public image, right? Yeah. Everyone kind of hates them because they're dirty muties.
I don't like them.
Exactly. So the best way, I think, to for the public to be introduced to the X-Men, I feel, take a leaf out of old mate P.T. Barnum's book and make a freak show. And I don't mean the greatest showman, Hugh Jackman, P.T. Barnum, if anyone's ever seen that, because, my God, that was a incorrect representation of that monster. I mean the legitimate P.T. Barnum, who was just a monster. So I feel not having them, because mutants don't have rights. So that works for me.
They
don't have to pay them. They're not human. They're not.
Marvel did win a lawsuit that's like mutants aren't human so they could sell toys or some shit.
Yep. So.
Gotcha.
Think about all the greatest like things I can kind of do with them. So what are P.T. Barnum's greatest cases? You know, like dissecting a person?
Yeah.
So, oh my God, look, we got like a shape changer, Mystique. Let's just cut her open.
But I'm happy to watch like a fish man get dissected.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm like, I'm divorced from a fish man. But if you're like, hey, it's Cyclops.
All right.
And he's like, hey, I'm just a guy.
How about we'll use Beak?
Oh, or Toad.
Or Toad.
Chop Toad open.
Yep.
What's in there?
Who knows?
Actually, I don't know if I'd go see a dissection of like a dog, so I might actually not come if you're doing this.
Well, that's on you, not on me. So I think I've
got a lot of fun. Hang on. No, that's on you. That's definitely on you. You're killing man.
You're the one.
Look. The life expectancy of a mutant is pretty low.
Well, it's lower now.
So I'm just, when life gives you lemons, you make lemonade. When life gives you a dead mutant, you charge money for an autopsy.
He's already dead. He's already dead.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to, like, go and brain
him. Oh, okay. I'm more on board now. I thought you were just, like killing him.
Go fucking nuts with my body when I die?
Dear science.
I mean, I'm pretty sure he told me that. I mean, he didn't get in writing as such, but in a private conversation, he definitely told me that.
How
it's fine.
How did he die?
Fighting the Juggernaut. I don't know.
Toad fighting the Juggernaut. Yeah. His friend.
Toad, the little green man who's like, oh, I am just a tiny, weak Toad boy.
Yeah.
Juggernaut, the behemoth. Toad's like, I got this.
So I guess Toad would have crossing the street.
Sure.
Hit by a car.
Just the Frogger death.
Yeah.
It's great. At his funeral, I'd be like, look, I will say my condolences, but it is funny he died like Frogger.
So I think that'd
be great.
You
meant to reveal like the photo of their face, just Frogger. I'm like, but like for real, guys. It's fucked up. It happened like this,
and so it could be like, come get a watch. Oh, it's gross.
Actually, so a problem with dissecting the mutants for entertainment is that when I see that there's just guts in there, I won't come again.
Well, have you already paid for one ticket?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm excited when they dissect a giraffe because I got no idea what's happening in a giraffe.
A lot of neck.
It's a mystery in there. How big is its liver? I don't know. Toad, you're like, shk. I'm like, well, that's just a guy.
Well, you don't know that for sure.
Well, that's the mystery that brings me in. I'm like, what if there's gold in there or something?
Yeah.
What if you open him up and he's just toads? I don't know. It's a mystery bag.
And then you find out and you've already given me the money, so it's fine.
I guess.
Yeah, but how much are you paying? How much are you charging for a ticket?
$50.
Four.
I'm not paying $50 to see Toad dissected.
Although people paid $20 for this.
$50, come on. Come on.
Because you know why?
$30 concession.
$30 concession's pretty
good.
Wait,
no, I've seen a dissection in real life before. It sucks. Yeah,
you've
lost
me
again.
For $35, you get a popcorn and a choc-top.
The last thing I want to do during a dissection is eat.
Sucking on an ice cream and they're like, scoop out guts and you're just like, nah.
Yeah, one choc mint choc top, please.
For $40, I'll let you do an incision.
No, you're losing. I was lost, and now you've like pushed me further and further away.
Well, I'll find out.
Because right now, if someone was like, I would happily watch a giraffe be dissected on YouTube, but I don't want to be there for the smells, and I can't imagine Toad smells
actually,
nice inside.
Let's get rid of Toad. Someone that can just keep regenerating. Dissecting Wolverine over and over again. Fascinating and interesting. He's having a clap. How about this? We'll get PJ Barnum
clap
from
there and, like, the most unhappy head shake right there.
Yeah, so we get Hugh Jackman dissecting Hugh Jackman.
All right. Hang on.
Yes?
So I'm Wolverine.
Yes.
And I'm facing you.
Yes.
Try and dissect me. Stabbed in the head.
I own you.
Now you're dead. You don't owe me anything.
It's very funny to imagine Wolverine stabbing you in the head and coming out in the circus being like, we're free. I stabbed him in the head. Don't know why we didn't do that earlier. Also, as a freak show, Cyclops is not that much of a freak. If I'm going to go in, there's like a cage and just a guy
wearing red sunglasses.
I'm going to be like, what?
Well, we'll take off the sunglasses and he can blast something.
That's...
But do you know what happens in that situation? I'm like, that's Cyclops. He was fighting crime before you did this.
And now he's a freak. Look at him. Point and laugh.
To be honest, I'm going to be happy when Wolverine stabs you in the head.
Yeah, me too.
I'm like, it's so good that that horrible dictator died.
Okay.
It's going to be funny going into being...
You're literally the reverse Magneto to the point where you're worse than Magneto.
Yeah,
I don't even know how that happened.
So other P.T. Barnum classics, he killed a lot of whales.
Okay.
You know, fire.
You're not really winning me over anymore.
So...
Pyro could cause the fire, I guess.
Yeah. What's to stop them, like, rising up to kill you? Because that is going to
happen. You are a one man.
And you're just a human as well. So,
Well, I feel if Xavier's giving me this, I can kind of be like, hey, can you make, like, a boop-boop, like a slave thing?
I don't think Xavier's like, I'll give them to you and they're your slaves now. I think he's like the
give me a... Oh, have this. Xavier, cool. Give me a code word that I say it and they'll just shut down. I need that.
The less work I have to do, the better, no.
Just, like, put, like, a boop.
Goodbye.
Implement. shit.
Although, good luck wheeling on the sand, mate.
Help!
For some reason...
I'll help you if...
The tide is coming. Coming in.
I'll help you if you just put like a code word I can say to be like, I don't know, Shazam, and they just drop.
Fine, wheel me out of the sand.
And then
you wheel him into the sea. Shark's gonna get you. Eat crab.
So I think a code word to stop them stabbing me would be good. Otherwise, I'm very dead.
I think this is just a rights violation.
A pretty big one,
they're
too.
They're not human.
Yeah, but like...
Look, I can have... Dogs. A circus of dogs, because dogs don't have rights.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah, but you can't be like, hey, come watch this exhibition where I kick a dog.
Hey, I'm not kicking the X-Men.
Don't worry, it's art.
I'm not kicking
I suspect for the very fact that you're like, hey, we're dissecting Toad, there will be government action where they are reclassified as human because of what you're doing.
Yeah, but until that time, I'm making sweet dough, yeah?
No. Because nobody wants to see that.
Some people would see. I've got three people.
Three
That's
people.
That's not a lot. Look, I'm losing a lot of money in this.
There is three people, so you're making $90.
Oh boy.
There is a very young boy in the middle.
But I'm in a lot of debt.
And I'm so scared of our future generations.
Oh boy.
Look how he's
so keen. Now I'm happy with that.
Joel Zammett, we've got $30 in the block. Yes.
So we've got, I don't know, I can use Beast as like a bearded person.
That's not
or
impressive.
Or a wolfman.
You know why none of this is impressive? Because until you took over, I can see them fighting crime in the street. Now I have to pay $30. Back in the day, I'd be having like a latte and I'd look up and I'd be like, holy shit, the X-Men. That's cool. Yeah. Take a photograph.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, what, $30?
Yeah.
Fuck.
No!
Okay, how about more of an interactive thing? So I was like, hey, come in and
come
each
get
of
stabbed
the X-Men
by Wolverine.
Will do something. So I was like, you pay $30 and there's Kitty Pryde and she phases through you. Iceman will cool you down or encase your feet in ice. Cyclops, you can hold an apple and he can shoot it out of your hands. Beast can look furry.
Out of my hands?
Yeah.
Put it on my head.
Or your head. There you go. Wolverine can stab.
Stab me?
I'm glad we came full circle.
Yep.
I think if any of those things happened to me, I would never be able to sleep again. If Kitty Pryde phased through me, I would literally try to sleep that night and just be lying in my bed, shaking, maybe crying, and never feeling warm ever again.
Yes, yes, cool. How about this? Joel Zammitt's Mutant Nightmare Circus. Yes?
He got one fan.
Yes, one boy laughing at
but
that.
But frankly, I think he's going to be a fan of everything, so like,
so,
doesn't count.
We make it a terrible time.
Damn it.
Yes.
I just want to ask you a quick question.
Okay.
Okay, can you list for me, this should be pretty simple. Can you list for me the other 10, that's an easy number, viable nightmare circuses that exist? So I just need 10 of, you know, the nightmare, because that's a thing, right? Everybody loves going to a nightmare circus and getting traumatized, so just list the 10.
Yeah, yeah, 10. You know what? List 3.
Yeah, just even 3 is enough.
You know what? Look, I'll do one for you. Haunted houses. So you just need to go another 2.
Yeah.
Look, the first person to ever do something is always mocked.
Well, you wouldn't be the first person because haunted houses exist.
Well, that's like they're not that nightmare-y, are they?
Well, they can be.
Nah, not really.
Well, no, they're not too nightmare-y.
No one's going to be like body horror. Well, no one's going to be like see this man's maggots eat earth.
Well,
no one's seeing that.
Well, actually, there is haunted houses where you have to sign waivers because they legitimately traumatize you, but people don't go to those because people don't like... Exactly.
Exactly.
Exactly. Because people don't like being traumatized that much. So sell me on your idea
again,
this? Please.
How about this? Jails are overcrowded.
Where is this going?
So, as a punishment...
Yeah.
How about you come to my nightmare circus?
Sweet.
Put the baddies in there. We'll fuck them up.
Hi, Jackson Bailey, prison warden.
Yep.
Pitch your idea to me.
Okay. So they
no.
Hi, Joel Dusha, the police. Pitch your idea to me. You're going to jail.
Here's $1,000.
You're going to jail twice.
And you know what
Three
happened?
Three times? Four times. I'm a good cop.
Beast, get him.
I like that you were like trying to bribe. That's great. You're like, I'll get away with this bribery.
Yeah.
Nobody wins. You don't even come out well in this.
The audience.
What about the toll on your soul, Salmon?
Look.
Am I making money?
No.
Absolutely not. But I do like where you're coming from. Performance.
Yes.
Performing.
Yes.
Performing arts. Let's put on a production, a touring production, or a musical starring the X-Men.
What's your
burlesque? Burlesque!
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 Yes. I'm putting on a burlesque show.
Burlesque!
I think you're saying Burlex, as in like Lex Luthor, and I was like, wrong universe.
Burlex.
Sure. Yes.
Yeah. No, I'm into that.
Yeah. Because like, one thing with like a lot of stage shows and stuff like that, and where I was going originally was like shitty special effects. That's the worst thing about stage shows and poor acting, but I can't really fix that.
Yeah.
For example, Hamilton, a musical that everyone's going fucking nuts over.
Mm-hmm.
Not that innovative. Do you know what's innovative? A man coming out and shooting laser beams out of his eyes at like the high part of a song.
Can you hit me up with the narrative?
It's just the X-Men it'll just be the story of the X-Men, the musical. So, featuring the X-Men playing themselves.
But before I could, like, as Jack was saying, I could go outside and sip my latte and watch this for free.
Mm-hmm.
Now I've got to pay money and, like, Hamilton prices.
I'm not talking Hamilton money.
So then I'm going to have to pay to watch it, like a pantomime?
Yeah, which is why that idea is terrible and why I'm going with the Bill X show.
Good. I'm into that.
Yeah, okay, so pretty much imagine a burlesque show.
Yeah. Yep.
But with mutant abilities, nothing sexier than a frog man.
Oh, how about this? So Toad is out on stage, and rather than like the big kind of fans or like the big mm-hmm. kind of feathers, just his tongue around his nipples and genitals.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and wait,
and then
that's
occasionally
bad.
Just like flicking it back, and you get like a hint of ball or something.
That's bad because he's licking his dick.
Yes.
I like to imagine being in the audience and being like, I hate this show.
But it's so...
It's real gross. It's a nightmare,
this
but
is terrible.
I'm happy I'm seeing but this burlesque... because I like nightmares.
No, your idea is still bad. You can't sneaky pitch your idea again in my bad pitch. Yours has already happened and it
well,
wasn't
like
good.
Try.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, because like burlesque shows and stuff like that often have things that are like, whoa. That...
Can you rank the sexiest mutants to go on stage, please?
Surely, wait.
Wolverine?
No, comic book Wolverine is not number one.
Wolverine's so short.
Yeah.
But you got some ideas, because Kitty Pryde, right? She could just phase through her clothes.
Yeah,
but... That's kind of like lovely kind
someone
of
someone in the audience
kind of
really
you've
likes
that.
You've
got Storm, who
she
could like
fly.
Create
yeah.
flying. No, fog. Like, she can create
she can also
fog
hover, which
and
is
hover,
cool.
Which is cool, but not what I associate a burlesque show with.
I really like
it. It's like a tornado and stuff. That's cool. And
I like how
flying.
Short your Kitty
wait,
Pryde.
Hang on. A tornado in a...
A small tornado.
A small tornado.
In a cage. We saw one at the airport. Adelaide Airport. Yeah, yeah. There's like a tornado. I think it was Adelaide, or maybe it was wherever we
Canberra?
Were before here.
I don't remember
somewhere
any tornadoes.
Somewhere has a glass cube with a tornado in
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to guess that was Canberra, because the that audience weren't like, yes, I'm going to assume Canberra. We've been on a lot of planes recently, and I'm so sorry.
I really like, Zamet, your Kitty Pryde performance, where because the good of a burlesque show, surely, is that the performer very slowly reveals.
Yeah.
She can Kitty control. Pryde's just like, woof.
Well,
now I am nude.
That is a bad performance on Kitty Pryde's show.
Sick Kitty Pryde. Well, it's on Doucher, actually. He should be choreographing everything.
Yeah, phase one at a time.
So
Kitty.
She could do that. Glove. Imagine like you got a glove and you're just like poking a hand out.
Yeah.
And so it kind of just stays there and then it eventually falls down.
Mm.
It's kind of sexy.
I like her just stepping out and being like, I'm nude.
So you presented the problem and you're like, I like that problem.
Yeah. Can we do it all? I'm nude. Can that be what it's called? Wolverine's just like, and it all falls off, and he's like, I'm nude, Bob.
I mean,
the Joel Dusha, I'm nude review.
The Bill X, I'm nude show.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. Who else can just suddenly be nude? Toad can come out nude.
Wrapped in a tongue, and then when he like sucks his tongue back in to say, I'm nude, he is then nude.
Yeah. I'm nude.
Professor X wheels out on, he's back from his holiday, because he's really into this idea. And, like, he comes out, like, projecting, and then, I'm nude.
I'm nude, everybody.
Turns out he was nude the whole time.
Yeah. That's great, because that's you're going to have, like, a long build-up where he wheels around. He's like, yes, it might seem like I'm wearing a suit, but I have a dirty little secret. Spin around. I'm nude.
And if you look, everyone, if you look down, you're nude.
And you've got like Iceman. You could come out all frozen up in his little Iceman form and then just quickly take that away and
I'm nude.
You got Nightcrawler, teleport in wearing clothes, teleport out not wearing clothes.
Perfect.
I'm nude.
I still like my idea of it being a burlesque show rather than the I'm nude.
Well, look, I did as well, but then Jackson wanted this show. So this is unfortunately
tell
the
me
show
you're not
where
like,
we're going.
What's performing at the theatre tonight? Oh, the X burlesque show I'm nude review.
Yeah.
Well, you've maybe got, I'll give that a go.
You got Maggot, who's there with his two gross maggots, one covering his like cock and the other on his, and he's like, they all just flop off and he's like, I'm nude.
Everyone's like, I'm vomiting.
I'd be like, this show is real gross. Like,
I love it a lot.
Same.
Imagine though, like, because as it goes, you're going to get more and more excited to find out how the next X-Men can suddenly be nude. There's a certain mystery to it, you know.
I'm just going to throw it. Like, got like Jean Grey with telekinesis. She can just,
I'm nude.
Cyclops, a complex series of mirrors.
Yep. Bang.
Shoots a laser into it.
I'm nude.
That's right.
That was scary. I'm nude.
Yeah.
And then at the end, you come on stage and I'm nude.
That's a slow one. Hang on. I should have worn trackies.
I like that you didn't come on with stripper pants.
No. These jeans are hard to take off.
Yeah,
quite
wow.
Tight around the
floor. Like on the floor, like, come on. Why do I wear skinny jeans? I'm a fucking idiot.
I would love, and it's a very funny image of just like a massive audience in like an auditorium and one guy on stage just grunting, getting his pants off. The kind of like just silence as well, like, oh my God, fuck, I'm so sorry.
I thought this would be cool.
Like a little, like a lot sweaty.
Guys, can we just pretend I'm nude now?
No. Right.
I just can't get the pants off, and then he bows.
Yeah.
So it's like...
As much as I feel about the
I'm
X-Men,
nude review.
There is two versions of the show. One where it's slow, one where it's very quick.
I feel if it was just too... I wouldn't know what to do. I would just, like, this is too much. I need that build-up.
Well, I'm not there to jerk off.
Well, no one is, hopefully.
So it doesn't need to be slow, whatever. Or if I'm going to jerk off...
I feel you've...
If I'm jerking off, I'll jerk off over the course of the thing, you know?
I feel you... I'm never going to a burlesque show with you.
Jackson, have you...
Takeaway
left
message.
The house before?
Once or twice, yeah?
Yeah, you can't just...
There's things you can't say in public.
It seems like Zammit wants it to be an arousing performance.
That's what a burlesque show is.
But my all-nude review... It's about art.
Well, it's something.
It's actually not about art. It's about seeing how the X-Men can use their powers to get nude.
So is it like a competition? And they
no,
like the
it's
person
not a competition.
There is with like a stopwatch being like, go.
It's just a cool thing.
Is it?
Imagine we did an all-nude review. No, a nude review where the idea was that each performer has a different animal get them naked.
So we dress up a beaver.
No.
What? We're dressed, so and a beaver comes out, and a beaver takes off our clothes.
Yeah. So you come on stage, and a heron swoops in the right formation so that your clothes fall off. Everybody claps. You leave. Somebody comes out with a mountain.
I would be terrified as why did we train that heron to do that?
Well, that was the point of the show. And then the next person comes out, and a leopard. Shh. Because then you're excited to see how the animal gets him nude.
Okay, Jackson, I think you've realized halfway through this story, but you know that your brain just conjures up the most fucked up things that normal people just don't think about?
Yeah.
I just needed a metaphor, and that's all I could come up with.
That was a metaphor!
It was a simile.
A metaphor for what?
It was an analogy for why we're just... It's not just the X-Men nude review is not designed to arouse. It's not art. It's not a competition. It's just a
cool
thing.
Well, it is not a burlesque show, is it?
Well, I guess not.
It's performance art in a way.
It's not art. It's just seeing. It's just
what
a cool
then is it? I'd give you art. I would give you performance art. If you look me in the eye and say this is performance art, I will be like, yes, fair enough. But you're not gonna, are you? Yeah, fair.
Also, can you just?
It's more like extreme sports.
So it is a competition.
No.
All right, I'm Professor X. Can you please tell me what you've been doing with my X-Men?
Hey, Professor X, what's cracking? So I've come up with this idea, because I just think it's cool. It's a cool thing to see.
Yes.
Where the X-Men use their powers to get nude.
What?
Why? Is it? Why do you want them to be?
Because I think
nude?
It's just cool.
Is that a sex thing?
No.
Do they get the? Can they say no?
Yeah, of course.
Because no.
Oh, like a burlesque show.
No, not at all. So imagine you're on stage and there's an animal.
Yeah, yes.
Then I just explain that again to Professor X.
Has anyone else follow this?
You get it, yeah?
Yeah, no? Yeah,
pretty
good.
Much it's just like you want to go into a place and see someone go from clothed to not clothed in record times.
You've actually misunderstood. It's not about them getting naked. It's just about them using their powers in a cool way.
You know what else is a cool way to use their fucking powers? Fighting crime!
Oh, we're not allowed to do that for some reason, so I'm going to make them get nude. It's like watching someone skateboard.
How about instead of this, we have an X-Men Olympics?
No, you...
Because
why?
Then
why are you not okay with that?
How is that?
It's wildly different.
Is it not them using their powers to do something cool?
It's a competition now. If they were doing
what if they're doing it for the love of the game?
Well, that doesn't matter. It's still... If they were doing it... If they were making art with their powers...
You said it wasn't art.
No, it's not art. But if they were using their powers to make art, that action would be the same as my nude review. The art they make with their powers is art. They're making their powers, the art using their powers is not art.
I don't know. I try so hard to understand
this. We gave
this.
You We gave you so many like
so
branches.
Many outs. We're like, oh, so no, many look. Outs to be like, all right, yeah, competition. No. Like, okay, it's art. No, it's not art.
Oh, so a burlesque like show. No, it's not arousing.
How about like, I don't know, the Olympics? So it's like
you can get aroused from it, but that's just not its intent. If you're horny, that's not my fault.
Jackson Bailey's X-Men All Nude Review. If you're horny, that's not my fault.
I just don't know.
You've taken my pure idea and fucked it.
Yeah,
I actually don't know why this is so hard to understand.
What am I seeing?
That sounds like I'm being silly. I'm not. I don't understand why
what
this is
am
confusing.
What are they doing it for?
Does someone want to replace me? I just don't think I can stay on stage this much longer.
I just... Please, Michael. Okay.
Okay. I thought maybe a good way to explain it.
What?
So, going back to the Olympics.
Okay.
Imagine if you had Olympians from different sports.
Yep.
And every Olympian used the sport they were good at.
You're just doing this. I know where this is going.
To get nude, yeah?
To get nude.
Is this art?
No!
Is it... Because, like, if it was art, I would understand this so much more. Look, fair. But if this was art, I would get it. I would be on your side.
If
I would
it makes
totally
you happy, Samit,
well, no, because what
art.
Is it?
It's just a cool thing to say.
What? Yeah, see? So see you, man. It's just... Okay. Yeah.
It's kind of like, I don't know, watching a building explode. It's just a cool thing to see. Anyway,
No. So what is there in this real world that that is the equivalent of this?
I think I've pioneered it, so I don't think there is anything similar.
I hate him.
Anyway, if I had the X-Men, I wouldn't do that because that's fucked. But what I'd do is I'd open up a bed and breakfast.
All right.
Because you got a lot of staff now and you don't have to pay them.
So you're not using them as the X-Men at all. You're using them as free trade.
No, yeah. I buy a nice little house in the country somewhere. I'm like, yep. Kitty Pryde, you're on towels, Wolverine, you can be in the kitchen.
So you're not really using the X-Men in like... Because really you could just get a group of anyone to do
well,
this.
Well, you didn't ask me the question, what would you do with 50 people? It was the X-Men. But
so you just want to open up a B&B?
Yeah, I think that'd be nice.
Oh, yeah.
I can be like, Beast, you can take him for horse rides in the grounds.
Okay.
I need somebody to chauffeur... Cyclops. So Professor X can be by the behind the counter because he's sitting down already, so.
I mean, fair.
And, like, people will get a kick out of coming in and being like, oh, you were the X-Men. They're like, yes, now we run a bed and breakfast.
How much you get paid for this?
Nothing. We were bequeathed.
Oh.
Yeah.
Aren't you people?
Yeah. They can leave if they want.
You have an empty... empty.
How's that Airbnb going when you're just your running in?
I suspect that they would get a sense of satisfaction out of giving back. They're not fighting. You know, these guys are basically former soldiers, really. These are some peace and quiet. All they got to concern themselves with is, like, making the breakfasts.
Can any of them cook? Beast can.
Beast can cook.
Does Beast want to cook for you, or does he want to go to his government job that pays money?
I also feel there'd be a lot of hair in the eggs.
Beast is hairy. He's off the kitchen duty. Put him somewhere else.
You know, I can probably cook. Wolverine, also hairy.
But nice.
Are you saying that the problem I'm going to find is that every X-Man is hairy? Professor X
hates
hairless.
Yeah, but then you got to get like a specific bench installed.
He's psychic. He can just be like, boo, 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 making eggs.
You know what's good, though? What Jackson will find here is he'll open a B&B. He's going to be like employing the X-Men. He's got Professor X on kitchen duty.
Yeah.
And then Jackson one day is going to like snap out of it and realize he's serving up dinner and that Professor X has just mind controlled him to do all of it for him.
Like, I'll wake up and I'll be like, I suppose I've been running this bed and breakfast for the X-Men for the last 10 years.
you realize that it's like you've just been their cook.
Yeah, the last 10 years I've been like, I just like driving them, cooking for them. Yeah, they've been. Yeah. Well, that's a risk you run when you open a bed and breakfast with the X-Men.
Fair enough.
Do you think you'd go?
No.
Why not?
Like, what's
it's
the
just
appeal?
A bed and breakfast.
Well, do I know they're being paid? Not being paid?
No, it's unclear.
Okay.
I skirt around the subject when you
bring
it up.
Well, what else is in the area? Because if I'm going to a B&B, usually it's because I want to go to the area. I'm going for like a fancy
weekend. It's a beautiful
weekend.
Old house.
Uh-huh.
Like, gorgeous.
Yep.
On a beautiful green grounds.
Yeah.
We do horse rides.
Uh-huh.
We do a historic tour of the city.
Uh-huh.
That's we'll have to find someone who knows who we are of the X-Men, but that's fine. Mm. Breakfast in the morning.
Yep.
Lunch at lunch and dinner, but you got to pay for them.
Are we like in wine country?
Or yeah,
are we near like a beach?
Let's say we're in wine country.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Like I'm going just for the horses and the wine.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know where you could probably go for all of this?
And just a regular B&B?
Yeah, a regular B&B. Or like you could probably pop in and visit the X Mansion.
That's true.
Which is pretty much you've just described their grounds.
The X Mansion doesn't have horses you can ride.
No,
also, it's funny that the X Mansion's just abandoned.
Professor X opens a rival B&B at the X Mansion. You're fucked.
Yeah,
he'll pay his
X Force are running that one.
Yeah,
they're much more extreme.
I think that's a roadblock you're gonna hit.
Yeah.
Professor X has a lot of free space and a much better property than anything you
push
could possibly
him in
afford.
The sea. Whatever. Professor X, can you come to the lake? I'd just like to chat to you about my business.
He'll read your mind and push you in the lake.
I'll grab him as I go down.
I like to imagine he rocks up and you're wearing the Magneto helmet. He's like, I just wanted to talk to you about something.
Why is that? Wait,
got
that
deal.
Helmet on. Oh, this old thing? I didn't even know I was wearing it.
Yeah, anyway. Whoop.
In the sea.
Are you going to push me in the water, Jackson? No? I know you are.
Nah, read my mind.
Read my mind. Stop thinking of a million terrible things.
I mean,
this is just an ocean of cum, Jackson, with ships.
Gross.
Is a brain like this all the time?
Yeah.
Why?
So, I don't know if I'd go to the Airbnb.
I wouldn't. It would be expensive. No, I was going to say it was going to be expensive, but the teamwork for free.
Yeah, I actually can charge
whatever you want.
What else?
Another option.
Yeah.
Is just open up a legitimate school.
Well, yeah.
Like,
For gifted youngsters?
No, just anyone, really.
What about if the gifted youngsters were just smart boys and girls?
Nah, just like, it's just a school.
Just a school. Do any of them have an actual teaching degree?
I believe they've been doing it, like, for a long time now.
Yeah.
Maybe I just need maybe 2 years to get them to be credited with a dip ed, and then it should be fine.
It's weird to imagine going to a class and knowing that my teacher can kill me. Now.
Yeah.
Because, like, if I'm in the middle of class and a teacher comes up and just stabs, I can't avoid that. But that teacher's in a lot of trouble, but that's life. But if I'm sitting there and, like, Cyclops is teaching me, I'm like, one wrong move, and all those kids are dead. Well, that's a bit scary.
I mean, yeah, but, like, you'd do your homework.
Well, you would. You'd be afraid of them.
You would. And, like, if, say, you know, Nightcrawler was teaching you, you'd always be concerned he would teleport you away. And who knows where that would be?
I don't think I would be concerned. I'm as concerned that Nightcrawler is going to steal me as I am that my teacher's going to stab me.
Yeah.
What about a construction site?
Yeah.
Get the X-Men building buildings.
Yeah.
None of them actually have any building experience.
I'm going to get some fucked buildings.
They're just going to be able to lift heavy things and put them
on top of other heavy things? Is that not what building a building is?
What about a wrestling team?
Yes.
So we just get, like, any of them, really.
What about just, like, a fight club?
Fight club!
Woo!
Yeah. That you again.
Because like,
why have you seen Fight Club? You look under 18.
Yeah.
Just because, like, it kind of...
Obey movie classifications.
So with... And you've got the Danger Room.
Yeah.
So that's already basically Fight Club.
Oh, I was thinking of doing it like a filthy pit, but like... I guess we could do it in the Danger Room.
I mean,
room.
You could make the Danger Room a filthy pit.
Well, it's kind of good if we go down to a dirty alleyway somewhere and then you go into a room and you're like, oh, this is the Fight Club. And you watch Wolverine tear out Toad's guts or whatever.
Oh.
Hey, we're back at Toad's guts.
And then I'll be there being like, hey, how much do you charge for this?
See some guts. And roll also, up, roll
you know,
up.
Waltzed on. We've gone full circle to them doing what they were already doing, but now just in a smaller space.
Is that not kind of good, though?
Yeah. Not less property damage.
Yeah.
Hey, Professor X, can I borrow the X-Men? Yeah, sure. What do you want to do with them? Exactly what you're doing.
But smaller.
Why would I give them to you?
Well, you want to go on that sweet vacay, yeah?
I do.
So off you go.
You've got a good point there. I do want to go on a sweet vacay. Not fair.
Enjoy good your fight, club.
But imagine, you know, because like, the X-Men are always fighting each other. Everybody's got arch nemesis.
Yeah. Mm.
You just duke it out in the pit.
How about...
It's very fun to imagine Professor X and Magneto duking it out in the pit.
It's good because I can just imagine being like, see you in the pit.
How about an Airtasker?
What's an Airtasker?
So it's kind of like it's an app. You could be like, I need something done.
Yeah.
And you kind of put it out there and someone's like, I'll help you move your couch for like a fitty or $5 or whatever.
Mm. I've heard about this app, but I'm fearful of it.
Yeah. So I've never used it myself. I've just heard about it. Mm. So you could use that, but X-Men related. So like, you know, they've all got unique abilities.
Yeah.
And so that means they could just like charge something on the side.
Yeah.
Because if you need like to move house, got a whole X-Men bunch of X-Men.
X-Men would be good at moving house.
They'd be the best at moving house. Teleportation.
Teleportation. Great. Strong fellas. Undiable fellas.
You need them.
You do. What's your power? I'm undiable.
Fire fellas.
You know, when
ice
you're moving
fellas.
A couch and it falls on you. How many undiable, lad? You're fine.
How many X-Men are there?
It's like 50.
Okay.
Maybe 100.
I was like, what if they just stacked on top of each other? We saw how high we could get.
I like that one.
One X-Men on one X-Men. We just see how high up.
Stack them from light.
My initial plan was get to the sun, but I
no, that's too far. You might
there
be
are
able
not
to...
enough X-Men.
Not enough X-Men.
You might be able to catch a plane.
Oh, yes. We get, and then you throw Wolverine at the plane.
Fastball special him.
Whoa! Is it the thing? Is this how physics works?
Yes.
So we get a line of 49 X-Men.
Yeah.
And then they start passing Wolverine up the line.
Yeah. Yep.
Will he get faster and faster?
No.
100% yes.
Yes! And then poof, into the sun. Just where I was trying to get originally.
What's your plan? I want to kill Wolvie.
As Wolverine.
Ah! By all means, take him.
He's in the sun. The rest of the X-Men are like, what now? Well, I'm like, oh, no, cool. Nothing. That was my... Yeah, he's dead.
What about dangerous science experiments?
Ah!
So because we've, you know, we've got like Wolverine who's basically unkillable.
Mm.
We could just do all the fuck things we want.
No, because you're making him real powerful then. We're living in the X-Men... Yeah.
Excuse me?
What type of test?
Is this a doomsday theory here where like what does
what I keep
kill him
thinking though
stronger?
Is like we're like, oh, we're in the X-Men world, we're in Marvel. So I'm like, oh, let's give Wolverine this lizard serum. Now I got lizard Wolverine. Tell me that's not a real risk we face every day. You got a good point, right?
Yeah,
exactly.
But that's just the risk.
Wolverine Hulk, that's scary.
Yeah, and that's a real problem because it's the kind of thing where you're like, what are the
serum? Has Wolverine ever been the Hulk?
I think he's the Hulk now in comics.
Really?
I don't know.
I was excited.
I wouldn't be surprised at this
point. I actually
think
that's true. Hands up if that's true.
It's not true.
Just for anyone who is listening to this recording,
yeah,
not a single person put their hand up. In fact, someone put their arms to the side.
And
put their hands on the ground.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Just a stoic shake of the head being like, I'm fucking bored of this shit.
Shall we ask the audience? If the audience has any suggestions?
But we had way too many suggestions. So I think we should all pick one of our favorites.
Fuck yes.
No. We vote first, then we get them to vote. Fuck them a little bit.
I'm going to go my I'm nude review.
So you've taken my idea.
No, you can do your Burlax or whatever. That's very different to my I'm nude X-Men spectacular.
Shut up. Don't encourage him. What are you picking? I don't want to think about his.
Oh, right. so I was just depressed. No, let's go with P.D. Barnum. Let's make a freak show.
I'm going to go with Moving House.
All right. Should we start?
Yeah, we'll go in. I know what's going to happen. So, yes, let's go in reverse order to what we just said.
Please be good. Okay.
What should we get them to say to vote this time? Yes, this is my vote. What? No, that's no. It needs to be a
yes. I vote for this.
Yes, that is the one I choose.
Yes, that is the one I choose. That's long and that's
good. That's good. Okay.
All right, so it'll be 3, 2, 1. Yes, that is the one I choose.
All right.
The X-Men help you move house. 3, 2, 1. Yes. It's so handy. Look, that was my fault. Like, it's a legit... Fuck their ideas. Do you want to start a podcast? Yeah, okay, cool, good. I'm friends with this guy now.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay, Joel Zammert's Nightmare Circus. 3, 2, 1.
Yes, that is the one I choose.
One person, but he's louder. Two people, louder than yours. All right.
And time to bring it home. Okay.
You've disappointed 2/3 of the people on stage.
Jackson Bailey's X-Men I'm Nude review. 3, 2, 1.
Yes, that's what I choose.
Woo! Winner, winner, chicken dinner. That's right. Everybody wants to see X-Men get naked using their powers.
That kid frightens me. All right. How long is this cord?
It's pretty long.
Yeah, look.
All right. Who just said yes to that? Someone that's kind of close.
Everybody, right. Everybody.
Let's see. I want your stand up over here for a second. Yes, you.
Yes, you.
I would like you to explain to everyone in this room why you just voted for that and what the benefits are. You ready? Yeah, you're defending it to me.
Yeah.
But also everyone else.
Yeah. Is it because it's art or a competition? Like, I need that clarified.
You ready?
So it's not art and it's not a competition.
Yeah.
And it's not burlesque.
Yeah.
It is unique.
Exactly.
It is revolutionary.
I think I'm at the cusp. Yes.
I will headbutt you.
I'm sure you have a beautiful heart.
Not anymore.
That's it.
I hate the audience.
Yep, fair enough.
They know what they want. And what they want is brand new.
What they want is a brave, brave social experiment.
Just wait. That'll be everything, after that comes out. Why didn't I think about people?
Would it be like a fringe show?
No. You don't understand.
I don't. I'm baffled.
I think you never will. Maybe I'm the next step in evolution because I got, my brain can think.
And on that note,
what you're thinking.
I've been Joel as well.
I've been Jackson.
Thank you so much for fucking your two favorite boys live on stage today and celebrating the worst thing that's ever been pitched to a live audience.
Well done, lads.
Adelaide, I hope you're proud of yourself.